Yeah. It's Diva Talk, the podcast show. Kel the Music, Diamond So Sexy, B Nicole. Look, we've been doing this podcast for a long time, actually, since the pandemic. You know what I mean? And because of that, we've got to know each other so much well, and we've got to know everybody else who we bring on the show. Anyway, I want you to stay tuned. We got a whole bunch of more episodes coming up. We got some fantastic guests coming. Look, I can't wait to see who you bring, who I might bring. You know what I mean? So shout out to you guys for listening and following us. And just want to say we love you. Diva Talk. What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Kel the Music, aka Diva. And guess what? I am back with a whole new project called the Diva Talk Podcast Show, hosted by your one and only Kel the Music, featuring my beautiful co-host, Diamond So Sexy, and B Nicole. Ladies! Hey, and I want to say, you know what I'm saying? We're on our TV, right? And we're also on Spotify, iHeartRadio. Look, what else does the back say? Amazon, Google, Red Circle, Podspace, and Bay Area Compass. So, ladies, we are on all these platforms. So, we got to give everybody the juice, right?
Absolutely.
And we're going to bring all kind of guests on here and talk with them, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, see? Look.
I'm all over.
From all over. And even look, if I ain't here one day, y'all gonna just go ahead and run the thing, you know?
Hold you down.
There you go. Yes, yes. So the first topic that I'd like to get into, because we don't have a guest today, right? But that's okay. It's just gonna be us three telling it like it is. Okay, y'all. So you know all three of us are artists, right? I'm a rap artist. Brandy, you're an aspiring singer.
Yes, ma'am.
Diamond, you are rap, R&B, all things. Techno, EDM. Right, rap singer, rocker. That's just an artist. There you go.
There we go.
There you go.
Diamond the Entertainment.
Yeah, ooh. Oh, Pink Diamond. Pink Diamond coming
Purple
back.
Diamond.
Purple Diamond. Yes. I like that. Well, the reason why I bring that up is because there's a huge feud going on right now between Nicki Minaj and Meg Thee Stallion, and both are my girls.
Oh my God.
So apparently, Megan dropped, I still don't know the name of, is it his or is it his?
But, his, like the snake on the
cover. Oh, duh.
Snake
self-explanatory. Of course, I don't get it. His. And she was referencing to Nicki Minaj.
She was referencing to a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I had to listen to it again. And I heard some snippets that was about Tory Lanez, some snippets about Party.
Oh, Party Next Door?
No, the boyfriend guy.
Oh.
Whatever. Y'all know his name.
Oh, okay.
You know, the big guy. You know, he's a rapper too.
Oh, yeah.
Then there was some stuff in there where, it was like certain little bits that was about Nicki Minaj. And so that made Nicki Minaj feel like she had to have her little per se and big fit.
Yeah. Woo! That was pretty funny. I heard a couple of people I'm not going to say disappointed because they actually was feeling her song, but they were like, she was not going hard like maybe some male rappers do, where they laying out names, they go, they like Tupac, right? Like, I'm going straight at you. And
right.
Some people were like, I wish she would have called out names instead of just doing subliminals.
Right.
You know?
But she did say Megan's Law in it, so that right there, like, right?
Well, no, I think that Brandy's talking about Megan didn't say any names.
Oh, you're saying right. Megan? Oh, I thought you said Nicki didn't.
She didn't go
oh.
Her neck, like, it was a
right.
lot of,
yeah,
like
you had to read it between the lines.
Right. But that's what a lot of rap beef is, though. Like, when rappers get into it,
yeah,
like, they don't necessarily say each other's names, but you know who they're talking about.
Yeah, when you follow them enough.
Yeah, that's true, too.
You follow them enough,
some beef
is right over here. Like, what?
Right,
huh? So, did you guys hear Nicki's reply?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yes. That's the Bigfoot.
Yep.
Right, the Bigfoot.
Yep, yep.
So, it sounds like you feel like Megan took that one.
No, not at all.
Okay.
I think for me, myself, I think that in the industry, that song was put on an album.
Mm.
So as a fan, we're all still waiting for a response, because that was put on the album, whereas what Nicki did was a freestyle.
Correct.
That is possibly going on the Gag 2. Remember, she still has that album. Because she wanted to do a big thing, you know. So that might go on there, but it's technically just a freestyle at this point.
Yeah, that wasn't.
So we're still waiting for Megan to have her shot at Nicki.
But what do you guys think about her actual diss, what she was saying, and the song itself?
As far as which part, which person?
Nicki.
Oh, Nicki. Oh.
Did she go in, or was she light?
No.
I don't have to listen to it.
There was nothing light. There was nothing light. And she said that there was going to be a part two to this whole.
She said like 5 songs.
Oh,
I think.
Hey, look. That's when she's going back in the lab. She's about to put it all together.
She said that it's a lot going on. So, and you know, in the industry, have a thing going on. You kind of be, if you're in the industry, you know certain stuff about people in the industry.
True.
Mm-hmm. I feel like Nicki, she kind of know a lot about this Megan girl, to where she's able to like say a lot in her freestyles. If y'all ever remember that show back in the day where they was like, Yo Mama, remember that show?
Mm-hmm.
They had to go to people's houses and like kind of learn the person to like have all these.
Yeah, MTV.
So it's like, and you know, Nicki from there. So like, she kind of already got that thing where, you know, she got that, I'm gonna pull it out the bag. Like, oh, you thought
she did her research?
She started talking about the girl nose, how she got her nose fixed.
Her dead mom.
Yeah, like how you, oh, you putting stuff on your mom, but you lying. Like, you know, I was like, ooh, you know, like even the stuff about Tori and the girl, the friend.
Mm-hmm.
Like how, oh, you hella foul for sleeping with your friend's mans, and
yeah,
she was going in.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she didn't leave no crumbs. Like,
nothing.
You know how you gotta lick the plate clean? Like, she licked the plate clean. And if there was anything left over, like she said, there's gonna be another plate to go get.
Damn. So that ain't the best way to put it. Damn.
Is this a real beef between the ladies, or is this a beef created by the industry because there can't be two queens at the top at the same time?
That's a good question.
That's a very good question.
Because I'm not gonna lie to you all, I thought they was friends. Now, I know Megan is, you know, she did her music with Nicki. She did her music with Cardi. We all know Nicki and Cardi ain't it together.
Right.
So I don't know if that was the beginning of it all. But at the end of the day, like, can we all just get along? And we have all these wonderful, talented ladies at the same time doing their thing. Or can there only be one? Some people feel like Nicki says it can only be one and it's her.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know you, in the game, you always talking about you the one, you the best. There's that, you know, ego attached in a good way, but for the women it's always this. So is there a real problem, or was there a problem created so that we can get these diss tracks and all of that
and sell a bunch of or stream more music? I think
it
right. I mean, it works.
It
too
works.
It works.
It's a formula.
It works.
I mean, I would like to say that it could be both ways, but a lot of it is, from what I've seen, is like people just like being real fans and like kind of like knowing the different little things and like catching the bars. Like, maybe it's an industry thing where the industry is like, oh, I already heard that bar. I'm going to send it to the Shade Room. I'm going to send it to TMZ and say that that's what it's about.
Escalate.
Maybe. But to me, it looks like it's just the fandom that's like creating some of this stuff.
I hear that.
You know?
I think so too.
Any of that, being in the music industry, people stepping in, telling you that they better than you, or somebody trying to get you to start any drama?
Yeah. No, it was so funny. It was years ago when I dropped my second album, and I'm not going to name this female rapper. She's actually not even from here, but I remember I was introduced to her, and you know, her producer was like, yeah, you know, you two need to do a track or whatever. And I was like, okay, I'm down. And she was just like, oh, well, you know, I have to hear her first. And I'm like, oh, excuse me, you got to hear me first? Well, how about I tell you what my quote is, my charges first, you know? And the producer was like, oh, well, you know, she's done a lot and she's experienced a lot or whatever. So, you know, you kind of put her on a high pedestal. I was like, I understand that, you know, but that's what he said that she said. And when I talked to her about it, she was like, no, I've been wanting to work with you. She's like, I don't know what you're talking about. And she was like, don't listen to what he has to say.
Oh, so he was stirring the pot.
He was stirring the pot.
Okay.
And so I'm just like, damn, that's a damn shame. Like, would he have done that with two guys? Probably not. But with girls, it's easy, it's fun. They think, you know, they can manipulate us sometimes. And it's like watching two little cats fight, you know, like, you know what
yeah.
I mean? But, just in general, like, even in life, high school, college, work, the workspace, people always try to instigate, you know?
Yeah, that's right.
Because people like to see drama. People thrive off drama, you know?
Yeah.
And I think with the whole Nicki and Meg thing, whether it's industry related or not, everybody knows they're winning off this somehow.
Oh,
you know
yeah.
what I mean?
Money.
Either
oh,
way.
Yeah. Let's not even talk about winning because I don't know if y'all seen that Monique Slaughter was talking about how the family of
Megan's Law.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Of the little girl who had the, was it that she got kidnapped? Or?
Yeah, she got kidnapped and killed, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so they started a law about that. And so she, Megan Slaughter, not Megan Slaughter, Monique Slaughter decided to, you know, put it out there on social media that the family should sue Megan Thee Stallion for bringing this up, calling it like pain and suffering, you know.
Oh, wow.
You're stirring it back up.
Right. Bring all that traumatization.
You're causing Megan's Law to trend on the internet, and people are like looking it up and finding out what it is again. And I was just like, wow. Like,
maybe that's a good thing.
I think
but
should be aware.
Who knew what that was?
But the father, he's in it now. He was like, he wrote a quote or he said something.
He
was like, yeah, he's looking for an attorney or whatever and trying to see what he could do to either stop this or get paid to shut up.
Yeah, I understand the perspective of, you know, it's not something to throw in a feud or something to be made light of, like it's kind of being used in the music. But at the same time, if it's bringing attention to, if people like who don't know what Megan's Law is and you go and look it up and find out, it's a resource for you to actually find out, you know, registered sex offenders in your area. I feel like they should actually want the word to get out so people can protect themselves and their community rather than be informed. So I don't know how far this is going to go in the courts, because it's like, why would you, you know, it's iffy for me. Like, I don't know.
Right.
Yeah. No, you're just, you know, shedding a different light to it. You know, maybe something positive could come out of this to where.
We'll see both sides.
Yeah. That.
We'll see what happens.
Right. Like, I don't know. It's just crazy, though. I mean, they both are queens, you know. But to me, I think that all the women in the industry are queens, you know.
Agreed.
Now, yes, if we're looking at sales and Billboard charting, all that stuff, okay, there's a couple. But you know what I mean? Like, at the end of the day, we should all be supporting each other.
Correct.
Now, we obviously know the Nicki and Cardi beef is real because they had a physical altercation or whatever.
It might have started off as some industry stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It became something real quick. If it wasn't already that, so I don't know.
Yeah.
Good luck to everybody.
All right. Good luck to everybody. I do love me some Nicki Minaj, though. Like, she is just, to me, she's one of the best female rappers that ever existed. Not a lot of people agree with that, but I just think the way she raps, the reason why she does all the little funny animated stuff is because she's so talented, she could play with it like that.
Yeah,
I love her personality.
Yeah, you know? It's like being a gymnast, right?
Yeah.
You're hella flexible, you can do backflips. Absolutely. Well, guess what? You're going to do some tumble-wumble in the air just for the hell of it because you know you can. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so that's why, like, Nicki's just super, super talented in my eyes. So I love the ladies, but I love Nicki. She came out, you know what I'm saying, first, and she was doing her thing, so, you know. You know what? We will be right back. Thank you so much for watching Diva Talk. Ow!
The world can be yours. Our goal at Otter Pro Consultants is to provide effective solutions designed to boost your business for the global market. It doesn't matter how large or small your company is. Let us tailor a quality system to fit your business needs to assure your company has a competitive edge in the global market. With our 100% success rate, we guarantee we can make it happen for you.
At Pro Audio Partners, we understand the power of your worship experience. We believe in more than just providing audio, lighting, and video solutions. We craft an atmosphere that resonates with your spirit, vision, and budget. For nearly four decades, we've been dedicated to our clients, creating solutions tailored to every specific need. Our commitment goes beyond premier looks. We specialize in commercial pro audio design that understands the essence of worship services and live streams today. No shortcuts here. Your situation is unique, and we respect that. We grace every auditorium, stage, and church with the perfect camera setup, ensuring your worship experience is captured flawlessly. Our advanced system design process ensures your vision becomes a reality. From concept creation to detailed planning, installation, and testing, we handle every step with precision. Pro Audio Partners, let's make your worship experience more powerful than you ever imagined.
Get ready for an all-new Mentoring Queens, celebrating women who inspire America's future female leaders. With profiles on radio and podcast queen, Angela Yee, branding boss, Larvetta Lofton, and HBCU design diva, Ebony Statton. Mentoring Queens, the women who help girls run the world.
You are watching Our TV. Stay tuned for more programming.
We are back here on Diva Talk with my beautiful divas, B. Nicole and Diamond So Sexy. Yeah. So, okay. Now, I've been keeping up with Blueface and Krayshawn. I think they're pretty entertaining. You know what I mean? And... you know, and Krayshawn, she could be somebody ass. I don't know if you guys ever watch Baddies of the East. Oh my God, yeah. She could whoop some ass. But on another note, I know her and Blueface have been going back and forth or whatever, and she had a tattoo on her neck. And then when they broke up, she got it removed. I guess they came back together recently. And now she just said, fuck it, it's going to be right here. Right here on the cheek. Woo! Would you guys ever put any of your loved ones on your face? Relative? Close family member?
Not on my face.
A picture?
Yes.
On my face?
Yes.
Not on my face.
No.
Not even the name. Oh, no.
Not even a little one by your eyebrow?
Maybe, you know, maybe in a time where I was like a punk rocker and I didn't have eyebrows and I can like, you know, because I've seen that on girls. I'm like,
yeah.
Okay, that's cute. Mm-hmm. You know, but no.
Mm-mm. So is it love? Is it infatuation? Is it insanity with them? These two? Because I don't know why they don't have a show yet.
No, they did. Yeah, on Zeus TV.
Oh, that's
it's an
why.
App.
That's why.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, how long has that been on?
Oh, for a while. I mean, you know, you got to know about Zeus TV to.
Yeah.
That's where Baddies of the East and Jocelyn's.
A little bit of Jocelyn's Cabaret.
Yep. Yeah, that's one of my favorite shows. Oh my God.
Okay, so y'all seen it then?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've
I'm
seen.
I'm gonna find out with y'all. So yeah. Okay, so is it love, craziness, in fact, what is it? Is it everything in one?
Yeah, I think it's everything in one.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I think you know.
It's a little confusing at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
I think for all of the parties involved, I think it's very confused. Mm-hmm. They're young.
How old are they? Ish.
Like 26, 7, 8, 9
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mid to late.
Yeah. Okay. Around there. You know, I feel like a lot of it comes from like the culture that Blueface is from, because you know she's from Baltimore.
Okay.
And I think, you know.
Where's he from?
I want to say he's from L.A.
Oh, that's right, because he's a, he's a,
and I also
yeah.
feel like he's not from L.A. and they moved to L.A. I feel like I read that somewhere. Y'all comment below and let us know. Like, let us know where Blueface is from so we can be accurate when we're talking about him.
Right.
Because maybe he's not from L.A., but everything that he got going on when it comes to her and him is kind of like, is giving Figueroa.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody know about that? That's what it's giving. Out here, it's called international.
Mm.
It's giving that.
Why don't you tell people what that is?
Yes, that's what.
They're like, what's the code word?
Our Patreon.
You hate that? I mean, that's great. Tune it in when we get it to you.
Right, right, right.
No, for real.
You know, but that's what it's giving.
Okay.
If you guys ever seen Blade Wars, it's like a TikTok, Instagram page. All the girls who are within that realm of life kind of got the tattoos on their face of their their person.
Okay. Whoa.
Okay. All right.
So that's
like
what
a little stamp,
me.
If you will.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like you can't never say this is not your person. Mm. On your face.
Even if you guys end up splitting ways again?
She only got one covered up. She had a whole bunch of Jonathans and stuff.
Oh, damn.
There was no way to, you know?
Yeah.
You have to cover all that up. Otherwise, people gonna be like, "So that's your man, man."
Nowhere.
And when you say covered up, we're talking about actual tattoo removal, right?
That or with another tattoo.
Or just true. Oh, true. Damn, man.
Luckily, we live in this world where you can get the laser stuff and get it off.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's impermanent no more.
Yeah, like I don't know. It seems like kind of like Blueface is creating a cult in a way. Like if there was another woman that came and then another, he'd be like, "Oh, y'all minds." You know what I mean?
Some people are
like,
in that lifestyle.
Yeah, some people are. They got TV shows about it. Exactly. You know, having 5 or 6 wives and everybody's okay with it, just as long as I'm a wife. You know what I mean? So.
Them titles.
Right.
No, hold a lot of weight.
Right. And then his other, his first baby mama, Jaden, she actually got a deal with Columbia Records.
Right.
To go at Krayshawn. I think it was already released and the campaign's over, but it's kind of like, you know, those are the benefits you get when you in Blueface, huh?
I feel like she's in like a more of a safer space when it comes to Blueface.
Yeah.
Like, because I feel like, or maybe she doesn't put it out there like, you know, like Krayshawn did. But like, I don't see her with all these tattoos all over her, or like feeling like she has to be forced to like do certain stuff that like Krayshawn makes it seem as though, you know. So I just feel like it's something about him that he's like feeding to these women.
Mm-hmm.
Like
what
you're saying, to like put them into this state of mind.
Mm-hmm.
The title thing.
Yeah.
Like, because now he's in jail.
Yeah.
Right?
So, yeah.
And that's, I feel like that was the thing. And she went with him or whatever with the baby. And I feel like whatever was said before he went up in that door made her be like, okay, we locked in.
Mm-hmm.
But then I also feel like because he has no real access to nobody outside of the individuals that he already got access to, that was more the reason for her to be like, he's mine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, he's locked up. He can't go nowhere. I'm going to come visit him. I'm going to, y'all, you know, y'all broke.
Right.
Dang.
Yeah, I think that it's a lot of, it's sad. It is sad because we watched her go through all that stuff. And then after having the baby and all the stuff with the baby and him. And so I know it's hard, but that girl, she needs a lot of prayer and real support.
Mm-hmm.
Like, real support. Not just some people like, oh, I'm your friend. I want to be at the parties and talk.
Right, right.
I'll fight somebody because you asked me to.
Mm-hmm.
Real friends. And when you watch this stuff, you're going to see what I'm talking about when I said that.
You got your mind. I'm going to check it out.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
We love you, Krayshawn. She's a beautiful girl, and you know, it's just she's going through a lot inside, and you know, people, yeah. And when people are like that, they need help, like you said, they need real help. And sometimes it's hard to get that help. You know what I mean? Because not everybody could relate what you've been through. All they could do is sit and listen, but not really provide you with any advice. You know what I mean? So that's why, hey, that's why therapists exist, psychiatrists, psychologists, whoever you need to see to just get it off your chest to someone who's really going to tell you what the issue is and how to move forward from getting away from it. So, you know, best of luck to Krayshawn. And prayers with you, her child, and hope, you know, I'm sure Blueface will be out sooner than later.
Right.
Yeah. All right, y'all. We will be right back here on Diva Talk, the podcast show. See you in a minute.
Get ready for an all-new Mentoring Queens, celebrating women who inspire America's future female leaders. With profiles on radio and podcast queen, Angela Yee, branding boss, Larvetta Lofton, and HBCU design diva, Ebony Statton. Mentoring Queens, the women who help girls run the world.
The world can be yours. Our goal at Otter Pro Consultants is to provide effective solutions designed to boost your business for the global market. It doesn't matter how large or small your company is. Let us tailor a quality system to fit your business needs to assure your company has a competitive edge in the global market. With our 100% success rate, we guarantee we can make it happen for you.
What's up, y'all? We are back. Keldom Music here on Diva Talk, the podcast show with my beautiful divas, Diamond So Sexy and B Nicole. Hi! We are back. All right. So this next person I want to get into, because she's just been doing amazing for herself, but yet people still have negative things to say about her. And, you know, people kind of act like there's no way of turning things around and becoming a better person. But Miss Blac Chyna, y'all. Mm. Yes. Like, we've seen everything that she's done that not a lot of us would agree with, but she's transforming into a whole different person now.
Good for her.
She's a woman of God. She's what, got some of the tats removed. She's working out, eating right. Like, what is your take on that for people who are like that, who some people can't turn back? Some people just keep doubling down.
I would like to say maturity, but sometimes that's not even it. Like, where does that come from? I think some people just go through so much in life, and you get tired. I've asked people that I've known who've gone through struggles and so much drama, like, aren't you tired yet? Like, and I think a lot of people are tired and they just don't know where to start. A lot of people turn to religion and they go to spirituality or you know, whatever, and something about that community that they find within that community inspires them to change. And I think when you start taking those initial steps, like praying every day, or you know, maybe you stop drinking, or you start working out, or you just change your social circle, and you start noticing that you feel better, I think that just encourages you to keep on moving in that direction. And if it's working for you, then eventually you will look at yourself and see a different version. I don't want to say better, but you see a different version of yourself that, I don't know, you like at the moment anyway.
But like, what causes one to be like that? Because remember, we were talking about, you know, females having daddy issues. And, you know, sometimes you have a certain male that's grooming you to be with him. And, you know, maybe Black China had those issues back in the day, daddy issues, which, you know, caused her to do a lot of, you know, inappropriate stuff.
Yeah.
But so I kind of want to, hey, hey, that's Boothang calling. He said, where you at? It's 8:15. So I wanted to, the reason why I mentioned Black China is because, you know, she's been through a lot, but she's changed into a whole new different person now. And we were talking about a specific story about a young female who had daddy issues, and she ended up, like, that's her life now. Can you elaborate more on that, Diamond, about that news you saw or heard?
So the young lady turned 16 and met her biological father after staying most of her life from birth to 16 with her stepfather and biological mother.
And I'm sorry, this is not Black China we're talking about.
Oh, yeah, this is
not. Well, I did a segue. Right. I did a
another.
Okay. Yeah. Yep. Yep.
Another person, y'all. Not anybody special. Not nobody famous. Just another person where they had daddy issues. Okay. So pretty much, just to give you a little background, the young lady was raised by her stepfather and mother up until she was 16, where she then was raised by her biological father and stepmother, or the said father's girlfriend. And said father's girlfriend finds some text messages and some a letter to her father where it states that the daughter was having intimate relations with her father. Within all of this, people within the mother's family were saying that it was lies, including the mother. When the stepfather was trying to step in, the mother was like, it's none of your business. You know, you got your own kids type of thing. Like, you know, pretty much just mind your business. Like, that's her father. There, people are spreading lies and all this and that. And so pretty much, long story short, the little girl who was now 20 or 21 years old would rather have been the wife of her father opposed to being the daughter of her father, because the father for 4 years had been grooming this young lady to be his woman.
Wow. And when we're saying grooming, what were some of the things that he's done to groom her?
So they didn't go too far into detail on what the actual, like, grooming things were. But as far as, like, the letter that she wrote, to me it seemed like he was, like, pretty much in a sense of, like, okay, so let's take it back. In a sense of, like, how a father is supposed to be with a daughter as far as, like, nurturing, caring, protective, he was doing those things, but adding the 2 on the 10, if that makes sense. So more of like a boyfriend instead of a father.
Whoa. So like taking her out on dates, but a little bit more intimate.
Right. But you also have to remember that this is not somebody that she's been knowing all her life. She just met him at 16.
Right.
And you know, at 16, you're kind of already like kind of questionable about things or whatever, what so have you. And if anybody has seen this clip that's going live on YouTube and Instagram, then you guys would also have heard that the stepfather says that there was a moment where she had turned like 15 or something like that, and she decided that she wasn't no longer taking her clothes into the bathroom with her, and that she was going to ask the stepfather to help her. And he was like, yeah, no, we're not doing that here. So he kind of nipped that in the bud. But then when she turned 16, she ends up leaving the household to go to another man who, even though it is her real father, she was doing this with some, you know. So, but mentally, that man probably in her mind was not her father, even though that's what someone's telling you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so for her, it was kind of like, ooh, this older man, he's cute. And then my mom let me live with this man.
Mm-hmm. And he's charming, he's nice. And
you know, and he's like, you know, being kind and gentle. And, you know, who knows what he was saying and how he was saying it and what exactly was the exact grooming tools or things. I wouldn't want to know because...
Mm-hmm.
Lord, forgive me for saying these things that are in my brain. I'm not going to say them out loud on the camera, but y'all already know.
Right. We can read your mind. We.
Yeah. Dang. And just to think about that, like being your parent, you know, like it goes into, like you said, tying it all together. Like the industry, you know, does that to young artists. And
absolutely.
And it make it seem like it's okay,
mm-hmm.
but then it's really not.
Mm-hmm.
It's really not. These people are young, they're kids, and then you're grooming them up to be
mm-hmm.
some older man's toy.
Yeah.
Kind of like what's been recently happening with one particular celebrity that we all know.
The guy and the girl.
Yeah. And she got $30 million from him.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Diddy and Cassie.
So was that kind of similar to? I mean, they're not related, right.
But the whole like
idea of grooming
from 16 to taking
young minds that are impressionable, especially talking about the industry because you see stars.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be famous. I want to be adored. I want money, and you know, and I want to do my art, right? And so I think. People in and out of the industry prey on people with a desire or a need of fulfillment. And if you are a person in that position that can fulfill that need, then it gives you a sense of power that, you know, these younger, I don't have to say younger, because some people are even adults and still fall for it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it puts you in a position of power to take advantage and use people. And I think that's part of the grooming, right? You start off sweet and nice. I'll take you to this party, or I'll buy you this thing. I'll take treating you very nicely, showing you all the nice things, and then you slide in something questionable, test the water, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know, I didn't lend you that $30,000 of studio time and everything. I got these friends coming into town. They just want somebody to show them around. I'm too busy. So if you don't mind, just, you know, bring a couple of your home girls and y'all take them out and just kick it, have a couple of drinks. It's all good.
Mm.
And you trust them because up until this point, they've given you no reason to not trust them. They didn't give you a, you know, opportunity. They may have given you money, things, whatever. So now you feel like you owe them.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Right. And then a lot of people, and sometimes even when you go on that first trip, it's nothing that bad. You just go out and they make it, because it's usually set up.
Mm-hmm.
You go out the first time or you do whatever they ask you to do and nothing really crosses the line. A few things might be a little strange, but nothing crosses the line. You're like, oh, it's okay. Then the next time come around and you think, oh, it's nothing. The first time I went, it was fun and it's easy. And yeah, I'm going to go and do it again. No problem. Now here comes the...
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know, y'all coming back to the after party,
or
come and talk to me in this dark room in the back for a second. And now you're afraid to say no.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go and you do some things maybe you don't want to do, but then it wasn't so bad, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or they tell themselves, I don't know. But you know, from the stories we hear, like you are, you know, or you're made to feel like everybody does it. And you don't want to be the one to stand out from the crowd. And I feel like that's the beginning of the grooming process. You do favors, you start sliding in asks. And then before you know it, when you finally do feel like you've gone too far and you try to say no, you try to leave, then that's where the violence comes in.
Mm.
Or and it's not even always physical, right? It's, okay, well, you can leave, but I'm taking my with me.
Yeah,
you know,
yep.
I want all my money back, all that studio time money, all them clothes I bought, all this. You can go. You free.
Mm-hmm.
But I want all my stuff back, and if I don't get it, I'm going to take you to court. Now you're like, dang.
Mm-hmm.
Then you stay. You know I love you. You know it's this. And then now you're confused. Because wait a minute, you then gave me this, then you threatened to take it away, then I stay because I have to, but then you love me, now I don't know what to do.
And that reminds me, too, of... there's a couple scenarios Tina Turner and Ike Turner, Aaliyah and R. Kelly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And the thing is, you know, Tina Turner, you know, she got away from it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? To where she became just a better person for her and realized what life really is and how, you know, a husband is really supposed to treat you. Now, Aaliyah, we don't really know how she felt about it, you know, because she's not here. But it seemed like she was okay. And this is where I say the daddy issues, because Aaliyah's dad was in her life, you know? And how did he not say anything about being with this older guy, you know, producer or not?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You're still 15. He's, what, 28 or something? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, like Donna said, in that story, the little girl's mom was even still protecting the dad.
Yeah.
So maybe, I'm not blaming anybody anywhere, but in certain situations, parents also see the stars. And
yes.
See the light. Yes. Through their children. And so, it's okay, honey, it'll be all right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, boy or girl these days. And they put these kids in these risque situations because they want the light through their children. And it's not that bad. He's just trying to help her. And yeah, he might be 10 years older, but you know, but they did get married in secrecy, because when the family found out, they made her get it annulled. Now, I don't know if that's because it was leaked to the public and they felt like they had to, or they
or her image upset. Or something.
Yeah. I don't know. And maybe it's out there and maybe y'all can tell us. But I do know the story went, from what I read, the parents asked for it to get annulled, or demanded that it was annulled, because they didn't, she didn't have permission to do that. But I know in certain circumstances, some parents are not going to say willingly on board for their children to be directly hurt, but they overlook a lot of indiscretions and questionable behavior because of what's on the table, right? Opportunity.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It's a right.
Oh, watch your kids, watch yourselves.
Yes.
Don't get caught up in anything. I don't care who you meet, how much money they got.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
hey, dude, be you. Have fun as an adult. Just if anything, I think, makes you uncomfortable, just know your boundaries. Know when to say no. And if somebody's not respecting that, then it's time to go. Oh, that rhymed. Know when to say no. And if they're not respecting you, it's time to go. But no. But no, seriously, I'm serious. Like, no, for real. Like, I feel like that's where things get mucky, because And God forgive me, I'm gonna say it anyway. Some men, because I have friends, no friends, they get confused. Because I'm gonna be careful. Women will have fun, let's just say 5 days in a row, and on the sixth day she changed her mind. She has every right to do so. But it can be confusing if for the last 5 days in a row, this is what we've been doing, and then on the sixth day, but for the gentleman, I say, she said no, save yourself.
And she got her clothes on while she's saying no. Like,
and I think that happens when, as people, I can even just say women these days, as people, don't start doing things you're uncomfortable with.
Yeah.
Right? Sometimes you feel like you have to do things that you really don't have to do. And then you finally get up the courage to say no. And then it's like all this confusion. Just trust your heart and gut and don't do it.
Yeah.
Just don't do it.
Well, ladies, I want to thank you guys so much for your conversation today. Like always, we just put our heart out there. We put our feelings out there. We don't hold nothing back. You guys are watching Diva Talk with your girl Kelda Music, Diamond So Sexy, B Nicole. Shout out to Our TV, Bay Area Compass, Spotify, Amazon, iHeart Radio. Man, look, and it don't stop. You feel me? Look, thank you guys for tuning in. We'll see you later.